You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
B, you think Joe B requested 50 as his walk-up music?
Yeah, man.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
And Joe is well-versed in everything,
absolutely,
dog.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're excited to talk to Joe Beninati from Monumental Sports Network, Capitals play-by-play announcer. Caps are in Minnesota tonight. Joe B., I was just in Minnesota. It's cold out there, dude.
Take your big coat.
You could say that. But when you come from Winnipeg, JP and B. Mitch, where it was, no bull, minus 25.
Whoa!
This feels like San Diego.
Well, you know what, Joe? You're ready for it then.
Minus 25, B. Mitch, in Winnipeg. There's no getting ready for that. It goes right through you. It was going right through the gloves. It was almost like acid.
Man.
It was, I mean, that's how we walked 75 yards from the hotel to the arena. It's just that's where it is downtown in Winnipeg. And honestly, your chest, lungs, eyes, nose, mouth, they all freeze. It's preposterous. So I think it's going to be a 19 degree day here in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. So that feels sort of balmy.
Joe B, was it minus 25 wind chill or just minus 25?
So here's the fun thing, JP, is that normally, Winnipeg is as windy as it gets. And when you get their temperatures there, you add on another 20 degrees negative with the wind. We were lucky it wasn't that windy. It was legitimately, I'm not sure the Fahrenheit conversion to the Celsius conversion, but trust me, minus 20 at a minimum. And if it was breezy, you really were in big trouble. Happy to have moved on. Glad to be in St. Paul, Minnesota today.
Damn, man. Anytime Minnesota's warmer than where you previously were, that place is cold.
Significantly warmer, 40 degrees plus.
Joby, you talked about the weather in Winnipeg cut right through you. Well, the Jets kind of cut right through the Caps in that Saturday night game. 5-1. The Caps had been red hot. I was at the home game against the Canes. That was a tough shootout loss, and you know, Washington had a lead late in the third period there. Now they've lost two in a row. what's happened on this little bit of skid, and how ready are the boys to get back out there tonight?
Yeah, they're sputtering a little bit. To say that, I think, is fair and true. The game against Winnipeg was not by any stretch their best effort. It's been, I would say, one of their two or three worst efforts of the entire season. First of all, I can't believe we're at game 33 tonight, but in that stretch recently where the Caps have been playing very, very well, that one stood out. You know, that's the sore thumb. And Spencer Carberry and his coaching staff, the team, they've had a couple of days to focus and refocus on some things here in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area, in the Twin Cities area. And normally this squad, the way it's been built over the last few years, normally they don't come back-to-back, clunker to clunker. This will be a great test for them tonight. Minnesota is playing extremely well. They're riding the high of making a major deal, and we can talk about that, I'm sure, before we're through. But for the guys tonight, what's been wrong of late? Offensively, not nearly clicking to the degree they did when they went on that super hot streak. And these things are cyclical. These things do catch up. But when I see the Caps play the way they did against Winnipeg, it wasn't just offense. It was defensive coverages. It was mistakes. Those were the kinds of things that mount up. And you can't do that in this league. These teams are all too good. There's no more easy 2 points on anybody's schedule. And the way the schedule has been, it feels like the Caps have been playing 3 games, 4 nights, 4 games, 6 nights, 5 games, 8 nights. Mm. Nobody's going to give you an excuse for that. Everybody has to deal with it. Washington's turn is right now to do so, and they need a big bounce-back effort tonight.
Well, their goalies, Minnesota's goalie, looking at sitting at 9-1-2, how would they have to attack him? Because, you know, sitting like that seems to be a guy who knows what he's doing.
Jesper Wallstedt. They've been waiting a while for him, Brian. His nickname for the longest time, as soon as they drafted him, they called him the eventual Wall of St. Paul. The Wall of St. Paul has put some more bricks into his effort of late. He's been dynamite, and he reminds me, and I please don't say that Joe said he was Carey Price. He reminds me of Carey Price and in size and stature and the way he moves around the goal. And Jesper is highly regarded. It'll be the first time he's seen the Caps and vice versa. So that'll be an interesting sort of subplot to tonight's game. His ability to take control of games has been terrific. You know, when you think about mid-November to where we are now in mid-December and such, the Caps have been the best goal-scoring-per-game team, and Minnesota has been the best and lowest goals-against-average team. So it's strength against strength tonight. Let's see how it plays out.
Yeah, it's interesting looking at this stuff. The Wild have also won 4 in a row. What is that barn going to be like tonight? I imagine Ovi only gets out to Minnesota once a year. Maybe it's twice. But, like, I imagine the kind folks of the Twin Cities will be ramped up to see the Caps.
JP, they don't call it the state of hockey for nothing.
Right.
This sport means so much here, from the grassroots level to the high school level, collegiately and pro. And with the move that they made recently, general manager Bill Guerin made the move to bring in Quinn Hughes, who's an extraordinary defensive talent. You talk about Alex Ovechkin. In the time that I've known Alex and in the time that I've watched him play in this state, this is pretty cool. I want to say he's played 14 games in this building in his life. He scored 15 goals. So he likes playing on this stage. This is one of the places that has always brought the best out of him. I remember in particular when Bruce Boudreau, the former Caps coach, was coaching in Minnesota. Alex had 3 power play goals in the same game against Gabby, and Gabby never lets him forget about it. This is one of the areas where Alex lights up, and as part of the leadership group of the team, where the Caps only have 1 win, I want to say, in the last 4. It's up to the leadership core to get together, to come together and snap everybody out of it. Obviously, this is a place where Alex likes to take the lead.
I think we could use that. And then, you know, you've also got Tom Wilson trying to fight his way onto that Canadian national team, which is probably the most competitive in the world, I imagine.
Be careful when you say trying to fight his way on.
That's a poor choice of words. That's fair. Trying to earn a spot on the Canadian national team.
Thank you for the correction, B. Mitch.
Where is Willie's game heading into tonight?
He's been, I think, from the outset of the season, right there with Logan Thompson, 1 and 1A as far as MVPs for Washington in the first 30-plus games. Tom's got points in 8 of 11. I don't think, like I said, I don't think any of the Caps would tell you that they were at their best in the Winnipeg game. And Willie's the kind of player who, by leadership, will sit there and say, hey, fellas, follow me. And all the while, I think Tom knows there's a great deal of Team Canada scouts, management, brass that's constantly watching him, constantly watching Logan Thompson with regard to potentially playing in that tournament in February. And you know Wilson wants to, desperately so. And I think he can give Team Canada a little bit of an edge in terms of that physicality that he brings. He is an all-around player for the player who began his career. Now, what's Tom? Tom is 31 years old. He's played 13 seasons. At the beginning, he was a rough-and-tumble fourth-line guy who played maybe 8 minutes a night. Now, JP and B. Mitch, he's an all-facets player. He plays in every situation. He delivers. All of a sudden, he's your team's leading goal scorer, leading point producer, leading penalty minute guy. That kind of snarl normally is not what you would associate with Olympic play, but if it does get physical and if it does become more of a, who needs to throw the big hit to change momentum, I want Wilson on my team. And thankfully, yeah. Caps fans have had him in that position for a long time, and I hope he gets to do it to represent his country.
But the way he plays now, you know, how can he run away from that old mantra of what they thought he was? Because right now, he's not that guy unless he needs to be.
Well, I've said this, B. Mitch, from time to time, and I think I can soften my stance in recent years because most NHL fans, most coaches and managers and such now realize that Tom has been misunderstood for a long time. You know, I don't use the word goon very often, but a lot of people referred to him, hey, that guy's just a fourth-line goon. No, you've got the wrong person there. Mm-hmm. That's not what this player is. He plays an incredibly physical game. He does, you know, does he cross the line from time to time? Sure, he has in his career. He knows how to approach that line and back off of it. But when you see what he can do for you, again, in all facets, and at the same time, he's got a great sense for where the game is, in particular, inside of those 60 minutes. If his team needs a boost, he knows how to provide it, whether it be with a great defensive play, with a big hit, if he has to drop the gloves, whatever it is that he needs to do, he knows the right time to do it. He has a great sense for the temperature of this team, and I think he could only help both his own squad here in Washington, but especially when push comes to shove at the Olympics.
Do you think, I mean, the Olympics, there's no fighting, right? Like, they just, it just doesn't happen. The rules are different. The ice is a little bigger. Do you think?
Well, not bigger this year. They say it's going to be shorter.
They shrunk it.
They didn't do it on purpose. It just happened to
be. JP, there's a little bit of an oopsie that they're talking about.
Normally, I thought they were trying to fix it, right? Yeah. It's not built
normally,
yet?
I'm not sure if they have enough time to fix it. Normally, an NHL ice surface is 200 by 85. Normally, an Olympic ice surface is 200 by 100 wide. I'm told this one in Milan is 3 or so feet short from that 200. Things will happen faster.
So it's shorter.
Yeah, the NHL's just played an out-of-venue or an international series game recently on an ice sheet that's very, very similar. I don't think it's going to be the big deal that people are making it out to be. But, yes, if it's shorter and the dimensions are such, things will happen quicker, especially in the neutral zone, meaning more body contact will happen. And, again, I think that plays right into Tom Wilson's hands. If we're campaigning for Tom to be on Team Canada, a smaller ice sheet, again, favors him.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking with our friend Joe Beninati here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Joe B at Joe B PXP You can watch him tonight on Monumental Sports Network calling Caps Wild from St. Paul. Joby, it's interesting. We're talking about Willie on the Canadian team, and I think there's a lot of hope and excitement that maybe LT, Logan Thompson, the goalie, could make the Canadian national team. I know enough that Hockey Night in Canada, those Saturday night games are a really big deal, and they're broadcast across the country, and I feel like they get ratings like Sunday Night Football does in the States. How much did LT not having his best performance against Winnipeg maybe impact his spot for the Canadian national team?
No, I would hope not. Again, nobody's perfect in that sense, but he's been that good this season, JP. If you look at the Capitals and you find them in the standings where they are now in third place, I think a lot of people will tell you first blush that Logan's been the most valuable player in that 32-plus games now getting towards where we are in the season. I'm not going to hold that against him. If you look at the grand scheme of things, I think he's allowed 2 goals or less 17 times. I mean, his play has been extraordinary. And I know Team Canada has noticed it. I know from specific conversations I've had with Team Canada's head coach, John Cooper, that they value Logan Thompson a great deal. I'm curious to see when they're going to make that decision and finalize it. I know Logan's on pins and needles, so is Tom. Everybody is. But if you ask me, I would say Logan has a better chance of making Team Canada than Tom does. And I don't think that a misstep on a hockey night in Canada in Winnipeg by the entire team would be held against Logan. No, his body of work, if we're going to talk about the body of work in the first 2-3 months of the season, he's extraordinary.
Couldn't it also help Willie? Didn't the dude Bedard for the Blackhawks get hurt? Wasn't he a possible Canadian national team player? You don't want somebody hurt, obviously. But
No. The forwards for Team Canada, and obviously Tom's trying to get into that mix, the forwards for Team Canada are amazing. That's where they are deepest. And the question is, do you want to bring in more flash and dash offensive players, a la Bedard or the young teenager from San Jose, Macklin Celebrini? Do you want to go more flash and dash, or do I need a guy who's 6'4", 225, who can really clean things up along the boards? They're making that decision, and they have so much offensive flair. I think they could use a little bit of that blue-collar, two-way kind of performer that Tom could be. I think Tom could be a great penalty killer for that squad. You've got so many show ponies up front for Team Canada. You do need some people who are going to get in there and do some dirty work. To me, that's Tom. So I think there's an advantage there, but I'm not picking that team. The people who are in good shape, though, because there are so many different things and different players to consider, they could field two teams and medal, I'm sure.
How much does the pressure of a looming Olympics impact regular season games? Like the Caps tonight need a win because they've lost two in a row and they just got trounced by Winnipeg. How much of the focus is that versus like maybe the back of their minds, man, we got this Olympics coming up in 6 weeks or whatever?
Yeah, guys, it's a great question. And I choose to focus on, you know, how quickly time flies. Like 2025 to me has gone by in 8 seconds. Before you know it, the guys are going to be playing in that Olympic tournament in Milan. And before you know it, they're going to be back on the ice, and you're not going to have any time, or very much time, it will feel like, to gain ground in the standings. And if you look at the standings, especially in the Metro, they're packed. They're very, very tight. But once we get through the Olympic break, it's going to feel like a complete sprint to the playoffs. That, I think, is going to be great for hockey fans. The excitement level is going to be through the roof for it, because you're going to feel like you're just racing towards the best part of the season, which is the postseason Stanley Cup tournament. But with the way the schedule's laid out and all of a sudden going on a nearly 3-week hiatus in February, once you come back, it's going to be like, whoa, put the pedal to the metal, straight to the floor. It's going to, what do you mean? What do we mean we're at game 82? Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of time to recover. So it's a long-winded way of me for saying that now is the time for the Caps to pick it back up, find another hot streak, another good spell before we get into February's Olympic break.
How much time do they have? I mean, the guys that are playing in the actual Olympics, how much time do they have before they back on the ice getting ready to play? Like the guys that aren't playing in the Olympics, they got a lot of time. But the ones that are actually playing, do they just – like I'm thinking like when I'm riding the bike, you know, and we're ahead of people, we stop, we wait for them. Soon as they pull up, we're like, let's go. Like,
yeah, I wish I could tell you, B-Mitch, I wish I could tell you when the gold medal game is. It's not on my radar to know that exactly the gold medal game is February blank. I don't know specifically what day that is, but by the time you get back into it, you know, the Caps, when you look at their February schedule, it's incredibly short.
I just pulled it up, Joe. They come back. They play February 25th, 27th, 28th. Then, listen, I mean, these stretches are crazy. They play March 7th, March 9th, March 11th, March 12th, March 14th. And this ain't hoops, load management. This is hockey when these dudes are killing
JP,
each other.
JP, it's been that way the entire season. And that's the sacrifice that the league and the Players Association, when they are both gung-ho and thumbs up to being part of an Olympic tournament, and I love it, but when you do that, the schedule gets so compressed that you're going to see an awful lot of that. Once we get past the Olympic break and the gold medal game, you're going to have every other night, every other night. It's going to be like the playoffs before the playoffs even begin.
Listen to this stretch in March. March 18th, 20th, 22nd, 24th, 26th, 28th, 31st, April 2nd, April 4th, April 5th.
Damn.
That's great. Dude,
that's tough on the body. I see, that's what I'm saying. The guys that play in the Olympics, when they get back, do they just go? I mean, they don't get.
You would think, Brian, from a physical standpoint, and obviously from an emotionally charged standpoint, the electricity that goes into an Olympic tournament, you would imagine that the guys that come home, please give me they're not asking, but these guys don't ask for nights off.
No.
These guys will not ask for a night off, but they could sure use it. When JP lays out that kind of schedule post-Olympics, you get what I mean. The league is asking an awful lot, and the players know it. They knew it going in. They knew how this would impact the schedule. Well, look at that schedule when you come back.
Wow.
And it's not like it's a cakewalk leading into it.
Nope.
Joby, where's your restaurant of choice in Minnesota? You're in St. Paul, so I don't know that area as well.
We actually stay on the Minneapolis side. The restaurant was the one that we love. It was beautiful again last night. Zello, Z-E-L-O, in Minneapolis. Outstanding. And we've gone there two or three times. It never fails.
What does Locker get? Wings?
Locker checked out last night. He wasn't there. And by the way, Locker has company in the booth tonight. TJ Oshie in the booth tonight all game long.
Oh, okay.
Oh, very cool. All right.
Yeah, Osha, say what's up, man.
We'll be watching tonight, Joe. Thanks for the time, man. Stay warm out there.
Yeah, that's good luck doing that. Take it easy.
Thanks. That's our friend Joe Beninati live in Minnesota ahead of tonight's Caps Wild game. Big-time game for Washington tonight. Nobody go anywhere. Maybe we open these phones, talk a little Jaden. Doc Walker's going to join us at noon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Y'all, man, it makes me.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Thank you to Joe Beninati for joining us. Watch that Caps game tonight, man. It's a big one. The Wiz play tonight, too? Wiz got the Spurs tonight, or is that tomorrow?
Wimmy came back with a vengeance, man.
Yeah, man. I kind of
shut down the Thunder the other night.
When did the Spurs come to town? I might need to go see Wemby in person. Would you be up for a Wizards game, Brian?
Yeah.
Maybe we get one of these vault suite tours?
Hey, man.
So the Wiz,
tour, we're going to sit in it.
The Wiz. So here's the thing with the Vault Suites. They're super dope, but you don't get to see the game in there. You then get dope-ass tickets that go with them, but it's kind of like a back-and-forth thing. I think we should ask for courtside if we're going to, right? Like, if we're going to do this, let's do this. So, B, we could maybe actually pull this off. You know when the Spurs come to town? Sunday night. We ain't got no game because – Commanders play Saturday.
All right.
Sunday at 7 o'clock, Spurs Wiz. Oh, Jeff decided he's available.
Of course. I'm always available to hang out with my boys. Jeff assumed if we going, we got a ticket. Yeah, he available.
Jeff, would you be available if the Wiz were playing the Grizzlies?
I'm available anytime B. Mitch and Finley going out. We having a good time, baby.
What? You never invite me to the club.
JP, if you want to come to the club, you can.
I need the club to start popping at like 9, not midnight.
There's not a club that exists like that. I mean, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You better go to a happy hour.
I know a club out on River Road. 9 o'clock is perfect.
It's not a club.
It's a club.
That's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
It's a country club, but it's a
club. Ain't no damn club, man.
It's a club. Nine o'clock is perfect.
And there's no music.
There's not a DJ, though.
All people doing is just talking.
That's prime. I'll go hang out with Dennis Kane. All right, so the Wiz play tomorrow night against the Spurs. Oh, no, I guess Thursday. Today's Tuesday. My internal calendar is off being out here on a Tuesday with a Saturday game. Like, from September to January, I live on the NFL calendar, which is very weird because my wife and children do not. But today is my Wednesday, even though it's Tuesday. But the Wizards play.
It's Tuesday, bro.
The Wizards play Thursday.
You overcomplicate stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Just it's
in
Tuesday.
In all facets of life.
Don't worry about what all those days you're talking about. It's Tuesday, damn it.
Okay. Today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
The Wizards play the Spurs Thursday night. Then they're on the road. It looks like back-to-back roadies for the Wiz. They got Thursday against the Spurs, Saturday night in Memphis, because I'm walking in Memphis, then Sunday night against Wimby and the Spurs.
Back here.
Now, here's this is officially requesting. We're on Monumental Sports Network. I also don't know that I can do this with my beautiful wife, but whatever. We'll see.
So that's see. I've always told you this.
Oh, dude, I got a thing.
You need to learn how to listen.
I got a thing.
I always say, dude, don't talk about stuff before you know. And since y'all got this shared calendar, look on your little calendar first and then do it.
I think I have to go. If someone's my wife's cousin, is she my cousin? My cousin-in-law?
Yeah, that type of thing.
Shout out to Megan. Megan and George got engaged, and I think I have to go to Megan and George's engagement dinner.
Halfway.
What if I just get George a ticket to the Wiz Spurs game?
George would be happier with that. See, the thing about me, look, all that little engagement stuff, that little foo-foo stuff, I don't do all that.
I mean, it's just dinner at their house. It's not
that's
particularly foo-foo,
stuff. Foo-foo. I don't do all that.
You hold on. Bria did, if Bria had an engagement
that's
party.
That's my daughter. That's totally different.
If Gil's kids have an engagement party.
Probably not.
Monica's going to book you a flight to Louisiana.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she won't.
Ray Brown's daughter have an engagement party.
That's my goddaughter.
Right.
That's different. It's not just somebody's cousin being in whatever. If it ain't the first cousin, no one's called me.
It's Lauren's first cousin.
Okay, well, you cool. You go do that.
Here's my bigger issue is, do I know Wemby's going to play Sunday night?
More than likely.
Man, I don't know. At the NBA, you just, like, you want to go
they
see the stars.
They don't really get into it. Well, Wemby just got back. He got a lot of energy. He don't need no damn time management right now.
I doubt that. So
load management, not time management.
And well, the Spurs will have they'll have had an off day on Saturday. All right, so Lauren and I are going to negotiate.
You're not going.
Me going to see Wemby. I assume the Spurs only come to town once a year.
Let me
right?
just shut it. Let me just hear your answer. You're going to be at that damn party.
Well, can I ask you?
You may as well just get you a Dr. Pepper Clear.
There'll probably be a couple
and
of
chill.
Those.
Yeah, yeah.
Lauren knows her family. She's driving. That's how that rule goes. Another follow-up question for you. Even if I didn't have George and Megan's engagement party, would you guarantee my attendance at Wizard Spurs at Cap 1 on a Sunday night?
If you tell me you're going,
if yes.
and I decide to go, yeah, you're damn right you're going to be there.
Sir,
or something's going to happen.
Whenever I 100% firm say I'm in, then I never back out of that.
No.
But I very rarely give 100%
firmness.
We're
talking on a Tuesday, and we plan something for Sunday, and you didn't show up, Monday you might not want to come to work.
But I wouldn't tell you for sure unless I was for sure going
to
go.
No, but that's the thing about it. You got to stop trying to plan stuff like
My standard answer is firm maybe. That's where I live.
Well, you know what? I'll
firm
just say,
maybe.
To hell with JP. I'm going to call Ahmed. Me, Ahmed going to go. And Jeff, we'll probably might let you come.
What about White Brian?
Brian don't leave his house. All Brian does is work.
White Brian, would you
he
go
works,
with Brian
sleep,
to
and walk in,
see when to
he
see
walks,
Wemby?
He works, sleeps, and walks the imaginary dog.
Who's in there? They're showing the producer room. Who all's in there? Is that Chris in there?
Heavy Metal, White Brian, and Jeff.
You want to roll Wemby night?
Bro, that's a
Jeff's got his ski bibs on.
That's a weird crew right there. That's a motley crew.
Yo, you know what? I will wait for the break to ask Jeff if I can ask him a question on air. I'm gonna be good about that, Jeffrey. I'd like to go see Wemby.
At first, I thought he had on the same outfit he had on when he was doing his double job the other night.
So weird how he had two jobs in one night, and then
two jobs in one night, then he could go to the other.
Go to the other job. I'm just shocked. I mean, when Jeff texted us that he had stuff happening, me and B just immediately checked his social media. What was he doing last night?
Yeah, that's what happened.
No, crazy thing, I wasn't doing nothing Sunday, but watching us win. Because no matter how bad we got whooped, we are not losing to the Giants.
Dude, back-to-back sweeps to the Giants. That's something.
We back Thursday, right?
In studio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hot dogs will be too.
Hot dog day.
I thought Jeff said he's off.
Yeah, Jeff, you're off Thursday.
Jeff, you said you were off.
I am off Thursday. But I can come in. The reason why I was off, because I asked Landini, I was like, yo, I got to work a half a day on the 18th because I got community service.
I got community service. For legal purposes?
No. Every year I try to
What are you eating right now?
barbecue Fritos.
Hold on. Jeff's now tapping into the barbecue Frito box without us in the studio?
I couldn't handle the salt and vinegar today, bro. So I had to get it.
Why do you have community service on Thursday?
Because I always give at least 2 days. And my boy, he helped me with something last year. And I said, yo, whenever you have yours, just let me know. I got you. So he hit me last month and was like, yo, the 18th.
Sounds kind of like a legal issue. Yeah.
Can't plan these things on like a Saturday or something?
Yeah, why can't you do that on days you're not scheduled to work?
Because the kids get out of school. It's for the kids, man.
But, yeah, Jeff love the kids.
Jeff love the kids.
Yeah, yeah. But we going to have coverage in here, you know?
Yeah, but don't you want to be there when White Brian has to eat 8 hot dogs?
And I'm buying footlongs.
So I think I'm going to come in. Because I don't have to be there till noon. Because that's what I was originally going to do. I was going to come here for half a day. But since I don't got to be there till noon, I'll come here till 11:30.
At Dodger Stadium, they sell a 16-inch jalapeno cheddar sausage hot dog.
That's the kind we should buy from the White Brian.
If we could find a 16-inch glizzy, that'll make up for all 8.
No. If it's a 16-inch glizzy, I'd eat 8 of them.
Yo, the best hot dogs are from Omaha Steaks. You ever had those Omaha Steaks hot dogs? Yeah. Those are so good.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll buy the dog.
I
can bring
smokes.
My air fryer in.
Huh?
Nah, man. That's,
I mean, I'll do it on half smokes.
Half smokes will wreck my man.
That's
8 of them.
Good. No, he ain't doing that. He getting hot dogs.
I will bring the air fryer in.
The long boys.
8 hot dogs for White Brian. Jeff may or may not be there due to his community service schedule, but that's happening Thursday. When we return, Commander's making some roster moves. Then we're gonna talk to Doc Walker, the one and only Rick Doc Walker, at noon. Nobody go anywhere. This is B. Mitchell Finley. You're watching us live on Monumental Sports Network. You're listening to us on the Odyssey app or the iHeart app, checking us out on the YouTube stream. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, and we're excited to jump on the Rude Guest Hotline and talk with Kelly in Vegas. Kelly, sorry for the time mix-up. How are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you guys?
Well, I took the Dolphins last night, so I'm not doing all that great. But it was a good weekend in general.
Well, you know, we can't be perfect. Every once in a while, the favorite does have to win.
I know you've got a lot going on with the splashdown picks and, like, all the cash people can be making. What have you noticed? I mean, you are a serious NFL gambler all over Vegas doing it all. Like, what kind of trends have you been playing this year?
You know, the reality is the good teams just keep winning. We saw it again last week. And I think there has been a big shift. So I've been in this industry for probably 15 years. I would say maybe even a little bit longer. I've always kind of been a gambler at heart. But the reality is the betting public is getting smarter. They have more access than they've ever had before. They have more knowledge than they've ever had before. And right now, the teams that are passing the eye test, the Chicago Bears, the Denver Broncos, and so forth, these teams that kind of came out of nowhere, depending on how closely follow the NFL, those are the teams that are making people money. And those are the teams that the general public wants to keep backing, where the wise guys, you know, are so old school. They're all power ratings driven. They're all analytics driven. They're betting on teams like the Browns. I just, you know, it's tough. It's been one of those interesting shifts in the industry, and I'm really trying to adjust myself because I was also one of those idiots that took the Browns on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I had Green Bay. I thought I was outsmarting Vegas, so I get it.
Are you noticing that since we got all this access, are the bettors winning more or not?
The problem is they're never going to win. And the reason why is because they do dumb things like money line parlays with 10 teams, right?
So
they
dumb.
Do things like teasing that are not advantageous, right? You can tease minus 110, right? And most books don't even offer that anymore. So you need to check your teaser pricing. They do things like tease off of key numbers. And that's not what you want to do. You want to be going through key numbers of 3 and 7. I mean, that's an old school model. And the reason why the book changed their juice is because it works. And it's been working a lot this year. If you're teasing favorites down below a field goal, teasing certain underdogs up above a touchdown. Another thing that they're going to do is they're going to chase. So they may go 0-3 in the mornings, and the wise guys are going to go, all right, enough for today. I'm good. And they're going to go into the afternoon. Then they got to bet Sunday night. They got to bet Monday night. And, oh, what's looming around the corner? Thursday night football. Let me go ahead and add that to my money line parlay. So that's the problem. The recreational bettors lack discipline. And trust me, I'm not trying to sound like a hypocrite. It's taken me a long time to become disciplined.
Well, I got a friend of mine that always thinks he's going to outsmart Vegas. And I just let him know every time I go to Vegas, it's a new building. Okay, so they're not losing very often. And I work with him every day. So
yeah, that's me.
I notice he comes to work every day, so he's not winning very often like he think he is.
Just grinding it out. You know, I'm smart enough to not do money line parlays.
Machines. Yeah, I mean, listen, every time I see my dad and he's put money in the slot machine, he can't wait to tell me about the big slot ticket he hit, right? But I don't dare ask how much money it costs to go into that slot machine to win said big ticket.
All right, I just pulled it up.
I am winning 55% of my NFL picks in this pool I'm in. So 55% is the number to stay profitable. That barely, but you're grinding it out. And then sometimes you bet more, sometimes you bet less. So this year so far has been going okay. The one thing I was really interested, Kelly, that you guys have going is the survivor pool for the – is it for the college football playoffs specifically? Because that sounds awesome.
So this – The one that's coming up that ends on Friday at 8 p.m. when Alabama and Oklahoma kicks off is college football specific. I do a ton of stuff with these guys, so we're going to have more for the NFL coming up. We have tons of stuff for NBA. We'll get into baseball season. It's become year-round, and what I've really enjoyed most about doing these contests is you can put in a little to win a lot, right? Like I love the Vegas-based contest, and then these guys brought it more mainstream. They're available now in 40 states. So you don't just have to be in Vegas to, you know, at the Westgate Superbook or at Circa to get involved in some of these contests.
Yeah, that should be really cool. Who do you like in, who do you like to win it all in the college football playoff?
So back in late July, I do a show on Wager Talk called Bet On It. And back in late July, I said, man, who spent almost the most money this year in college football? Who's going to take the biggest step forward? And which conference is the most wide open? And I said, well, that's the Big 12, and that's Texas Tech. So I have this crazy 100-to-1 ticket for Texas Tech to win it all.
Oh, wow.
I don't think they're going to do so. Yeah, I know it's not. It's not for a lot. I just threw a flyer on it. I kind of wanted to go outside of the box. Everybody else on the show was giving out LSU at 14-1 and Clemson at 8-1, and I said that's no fun. I want somebody that's a long shot to win it. And I don't know if Texas Tech is going to be able to get it done. I do think that defense is really improved,
yeah.
And I'm excited to see them. You know, I went to Kansas State. They're technically a rival, if you will, but I am excited to actually cheer for that team. I do have a 10-to-1 ticket on Georgia. I did bet them after they lost to Alabama. What was that, about 6 weeks ago? I said, you know what? I think this Georgia team is going to be able to go deep into the playoffs. So those are the two tickets I'm holding. But listen, you never want to count out Ohio State and Ryan Day. I know that they kind of have shown some moments of just absolute unbeatableness until they played a little team named Indiana. Indiana's another team you don't want to count out. I think Kirk Cignetti as an underdog has been just absolutely epic since he was back at James Madison. So there's a lot of exciting matchups that I think we're going to see over the next few weeks, which is why this playoff survivor is going to be so fun. I personally am in three. They're $100 each. You can win $250,000. That is guaranteed money. So whether the contest fills or not, it doesn't matter. But I like to work it backwards. So in two out of the three, I put in Georgia, and one of them I put in Indiana. So I'm working them backwards because you gotta map out your path. And, you know, you get one wrong, and it's over. It's just like a traditional survivor.
That's cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. Kelly, we appreciate you making time for us. Good luck with the college football playoffs, and maybe we'll talk as the NFL playoffs eat up.
Yeah, I would love to. Thanks, guys.
All right.
I appreciate it.
That's Kelly Stewart. You can follow her at Kelly in Vegas on X and Instagram. When we return, the one and only Doc Walker joins the program.
Uh-oh.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.